situation that I'm in. Or am I bound to sit alone, drowning in my sins? Get right or get left, what will it be? Time is running out, the blood is flowing down the streets.
Welcome to everybody, welcome to the Blue Bloods Podcast. I am your host, Red, and I'm coming in here with a very special episode. This is a backlog beatdown leaderboard rarity event update. This will be a midweek update. This last week's show, super long, all about the showcase, all about our predictions. And now I'm here with the updated audio for the rarity event and for the Loot Bros leaderboards. So with that being said, let's get this special episode started with a toast. So this toast goes out to our Patreon producers, MZ Nitro, my name is Mayo Sadik, and for the month of May, our good friend Ender, Matt G. Thank you guys so much for all your support. Thank you to all the patrons for everything you have done to this point. Guys, thank you for supporting the show and believing in us and all the crazy shenanigans that we do each and every week. This past episode was a great one. We had a very, very good time, and we hope that you guys enjoyed it. So the next time we get together, it will be to talk about the recap, the aftermath of the PlayStation 2023 showcase. We haven't had a showcase since 2021, like September of 2021. So I'm super excited about it. I am recording this a day or two before the showcase actually happens. So I still don't know what's going on, and I am just, the suspense is literally killing me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to jump in real fast into the Loot Bros True Trophy leaderboard, the True Achievements leaderboard, and I'm going to give a little bit of an update on the GTTSC trophy hunting competition that Team Loot Bros is currently doing very well in. We're not trying to hit home runs and blow our loads early. We're trying to make sure we last and we stay to the end because it is a marathon and not a sprint. And so we're having a real good time in there. I got some great teammates, and it's really unfortunate that some of our other friends that put a team together kind of dipped out on us as early as they did, but that's okay. It happens. So with that being said, I'm going to start off with the True Achievements leaderboard, and it is bone dry in there, guys. Like, it is bad news. So I want to stop and give a PSA. If you're listening to this, let's say you turn on the Loot Bros podcast for the first time ever, and you're like, I don't know what this freaking show is all about. It's a gaming show. All right. People are recommending it. People are having a good time. People are loving it. But I get over here, and all they want to do is talk about their community events, all their gaming stuff they're doing, trophy hunting, achievement hunting, whatever. If any of that interests you, guys, please come join us. We need help on the Xbox leaderboard. Like, this is a testament to where people are at. I know you guys love your Game Pass, but the achievements don't tell lies. It is dry over there. This is the worst that the leaderboard has looked since we started it. Okay? This is the worst. So I'm going to read it out. The Loot Bros True Achievements leaderboard. In first place, Sony Pony to you with 1,000 achievement points, playing 7 days of Rose. All right, next up, I'm Styling on Your Bro with 880 achievement points, playing some golf with your friends. Now, I'm going to stop right there. Actually, no, I'll give you one more. Third place, Sadik, 327 achievement points, playing some obliteracers. Okay, Sadik put up some mad points on the backlog beatdown recently, too. Good job. Now, these three gentlemen right here, these three guys right here, typically are on both leaderboards as they are achievement and trophy hunters. Okay, the top two especially. I'm Styling on Your Bro and Sony Pony. Do you always have something to prove? So it is, there are guarantees in life. Okay. There's a guarantee that you're gonna die. There's a guarantee that you're gonna pay taxes. And there's a guarantee that Sony Pony to you and I'm Styling on Your Bro are gonna be in the top of the leaderboards for the Loot Bros shenanigans. Okay. Those things happen. Okay. Also, another guarantee that Zach is not gonna pop trophies. Those are guarantees. Those are things we've established on the show that you can't get away from. All right. So I look at this leaderboard and I'm like, man, okay, those are the most common, those three right there, especially the top two, but the most common, those three, Sadik, Sony Pony to you, I'm Sony Bro. In fourth place, our very own, the bearded nerd, one plat Zach with 55 achievement points. Okay, cool. Now, on this leaderboard, granted the Xbox participation is always low and the Xbox participation with the Loot Bros is always low. All right, we only have 17 members on this custom leaderboard. It's something you have to opt into. All right, out of 17, only 4 people popped achievements. Now, I keep getting on this pushback in the Loot Bros Discord, the Loot Bros podcast group, and I get it in our very own podcast because we have a shill on board. All right, Kalai makes out like Game Pass is the greatest thing since sliced bread, but you guys aren't playing it. And I just got to say, if it was good, you'd play it. If it was good, you would accidentally get achievements. I mean, Kalai doesn't have any achievements. Our old co-host, my cousin Zach, he doesn't have any achievements. T-Bird, old co-host, doesn't have any achievements. Dump Liquor plays the Xbox, you know, doesn't have any achievements. All right. I just don't understand, guys. I just don't understand. Just naming a few out there. So I'm going to formally ask you guys to do better. Come on, Xbox guys. If you love Xbox the way you say you do, get your achievements. Join the leaderboard. If you have an Xbox account, all you got to do is go to trueachievements.com. Set yourself up a profile, link them together, and your achievements will pop on there. It'll register on there. Come on, guys. Let's get it going. All right. The True Trophies leaderboard. Now, I want to give a quick shout out to my teammates, Redbeard Rick and Gareth, Gaz Davis, for all they've done on this GTTSC trophy hunting competition. These guys have been awesome. It has been so much fun to do it this year. I enjoyed it last time we did this, but this year it's like these guys are just, they're machines. They just constantly churn. They're constantly putting down good points. It's great. Totally dig these guys. And just like, hey, each day in the messenger group we have back and forth, they're like, here's an idea, here's something, here's what I'm playing. Hey, how are you guys doing? Everybody's checking in on each other, making sure things are going smoothly. We had a really good week this past week. I'm actually going to bring up our scores for this past week. All right, I'm personally in 35th place now. That's not how I ended because the week resets. Okay, so I'm in 35th place now in the solo event, but that doesn't really say much. Gareth is 26th place in the solo event. Now, granted, I'm recording on a Monday, so we haven't really pumped out any new points. Yeah, really? All of us are working. And then Rick, where is Rick on here? He is somewhere. This is riveting audio. I know you guys are absolutely loving it. I know the dude's got points. He should be higher up than me on the leaderboard. 39th. All right, he's 39th. I'm 35th. He's 39th. That being said, the Loot Bros podcast team is at 20th. Now, there's only 28 teams left. Okay, we are starting the week off in 20th place. Not the best, not the worst, but definitely going to be a fun month. So we've been hanging out, man. We've had a really good time knocking out these bonuses. It's been good. It's been good. So really, really digging it. So hopefully next week I'll say, hey, guys, we had another great week, and we are still hanging on. Now, the TrueTrophies.com leaderboard that we have. All right, first place, Affectatious Donk, 379 trophies. Playing some Garden Simulator. Very good. Second place, The Grounded Gamer with 94 trophies. Playing Starlink Battle for Atlas. Third place, it is my teammate, Redbeard Rick, 83 points, playing the Banner Saga. Fourth place, my co-host, Mr. TMNT84 with 76 trophies. Playing some Themisia? I don't know. Fifth place, my other teammate, Gaz Davis, 11, 69 trophies, playing some Jurassic Pinball. Sixth place, that would be myself. Now, what I'm going to do, since this is an update podcast, this is an update special episode, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read it all the way down until the trophies dry. Okay. All right. So we got myself with 47 trophies. I've been playing the Blair Witch, the Bloober Team's Blair Witch on the old PlayStation. I believe that was a Game Pass game originally. Great game. Seventh place, Sadik, 31 trophies. Next, we got Dat One Seagull with 30 trophies. Tricky Mick with 30 trophies. Misi Goats a lot with 17 trophies, playing some Star Wars Jedi Survivor. Next up, we got MZ Nitro, 14 trophies, playing Hot Shots Golf on PS4. Great game, by the way. Really, really dig it. Next, we have in 12th place, Mr. Matt Spelled Backwards with 14 trophies, playing Tales from Arise. Next, we have I'm Styling on Your Bro with 13 trophies, playing Train Sim World 3. Now, Styling will pump out some trophies this week. It's going to happen. I know it will. Next up, we have Steigenwolf with 5 trophies, playing some Cozy Grove PS4. Next, we have Donnie, that DTN, with 4 trophies, playing Resident Evil 4 on PS4. 16th, we have Hollow Madcat with 3 trophies, playing The Ascent. Next, we have Stink Palm with 2 trophies in 17th place, playing Torchlight 2. Now, That is 17 people who have scored. Some of them just scored just because they played. Nothing intentional. All right. Out of a potential 35 people on the Loot Bros podcast, TrueTrophies.com, custom leaderboard. So, guys, get it together. Let's go. Let's see if we can fill it up. I would love to see every single participating member, you know, get on there and knock out some trophies. I would even go as far as to say I would love this thing to get to 50 people, 100 people, and let's really get some trophies and some achievements going too. I love it whenever you guys have heavy achievement weeks. Guys, give me some people to shout out. You want to hear your name on the show? That's an easy way to do it. So without further ado, we're going to jump into Gareth. My teammate, I don't know why I tripped up my words on that one, but definitely Gareth is on here, going to drop us a big, fat, juicy rarity event update. This will drop in the middle of the week. Look forward to your feedback, guys. Write in, let us know what you think. Gareth is putting in a lot of work, man. The longer if we're doing this, the more work he's putting into it. So definitely appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much for doing this. Guys, this is Loot Bros Podcast. Check out Resident Daryl on YouTube. Help me get to 500 subscribers. Okay, I've got my sights set on the next person I'm trying to pass. I passed my daughter, left her high and dry. Now I've got my friend Brox Fines, that's his name, Brox Fines, on YouTube. And for whatever reason, it's because I typed in Bronx, not Brox. That'll help. All right, Brox Fines on YouTube, and he currently has 521 subscribers. All right, so that is a friend of mine. He's out at the flea market knocking stuff out. As a matter of fact, he actually wasn't filming stuff very regular. He had a YouTube channel before I did, and he had some stuff on there, but he wasn't filming things very regular. And now I see him out there all the time. So he's doing a great job. You guys freaking give him a shout, give him a like, but don't do it before you give me mine. So Resident Daryl on YouTube, thank you guys so much, and we're going to head over to that rarity event now.
Another week, another rarity update. A good week for a lot of people last week. Some really high scores. The probably most impressive thing about the week was the ultra rares. The top three of the week, rarest trophies of the week, were all sort of in between 1% and 2%, and in fact all five were under 5%, so all ultra rares. But yeah, we've had some big scores, decent platinums, few negatives, but we'll get on into it. I can't remember how long I've been saying I've had this cough for, but it's still just lingering there. So apologies if I do end up coughing. The rarity update, written update, has been done and is on the Facebook Trophy Looting group. I also did post images in the Loot Bros Discord. In fact, I should do that in the Trophy Halls one as well, for those that are in there, which I will do when I've finished doing this audio. So starting at the bottom, 25th place, OPZ, gave us a bit of false hope last week. Scored a trophy. I mean, it didn't count. Didn't count for any points. However, it was a trophy, which was progress. Unfortunately, he's resorted to type and didn't earn anything again this week. So his score stays the same at 2 points. A 0 point increase for this week. But we do have movement one place above. So normally that position has been reserved exclusively for Kalai, 24th place. But Darth Knight has been able to take that honour with he's got a hat trick of negative scores. This is his third week in a row that he's scored in the negatives. And he actually has scored qualifying points trophies, his rarest was in City Skyline at 32.55%. But that still gave him a minus 4 score. And the reason that has been, if you were to look at his games that he's playing, like a few down the bottom there, Darth Knight is one who tends to play the recent releases. So when he gathers his points, he scores them when the game is still in its infancy in terms of trophy maturity. And then obviously as the game becomes more and more common, the decay sets in and therefore you lose the points that you had once amassed So that is what is happening, I think, for him. So he had negative four, takes him down to 29 points. So that jump bumps Kalai up to 23rd place. So it's her highest position of the season so far. And she didn't have to do anything for it. She didn't play the game, maybe because I've sort of given her a bit of stick because she's obviously gone 4 weeks playing Slay the Spire on the PlayStation. Maybe she just wanted to stick it to me and prove that, you know, she's not going to carry on doing that. She's not turning into a Sony pony. She's her own person. And she's resisted the inevitable temptation of putting the PlayStation on. So she had 0 points, no trophy scored. But because of Darth Knight's negatives, she stays on 32, but does move up a place. Next up, in 22nd place, is Departed 570. He had he's there or thereabouts in around the score they had, they normally get, which was 6 this week. Him and Tross 2 weeks ago had been on level points. Tross had pulled clear a little bit. But they have both sort of met again on 118 points, with Departed getting 6 points this week, with his rarest being the meet and greet trophy in Minecraft Dungeons at 24.90%. So that took him to 118, and Tross did score a few trophies, albeit, and some that even qualified as point scoring as well. So his rarest is Blood, Sweat and Tears in Star Wars Jedi Survivor. But like Darth Knight, again, he is a new game enthusiast, I suppose. And he will be suffering from decay, which is why, despite scoring trophies this week, his score is 0 because of decay. It means that they are both on 118 points in 21st and 22nd place. Next up is Riley, 20th place, who seems to be making that position his own. We had two people on negative points this week, and Riley was the second of those. He had minus 4, same as Darth Knight. And his rarest trophy was in, again, another one playing Star Wars Jedi Survivor. Quite a few of you are. It was 50.85%, so just misses out on scoring a point. So again, I would imagine a lot of that comes from decay in that game, I would have thought. So he's on 193 points, so he's still clear of Tross and Departed by some way. But it means that he is losing ground on people above him who are sort of slowly pulling away. So next up is Jared Stinkpalm. He scored 15 points this week, taking him to 231. And for him, he actually boosted his ultra rare count. He had his first ultra rare of the contest. So obviously that's his rarest, which was the Trackstar trophy in Fall Guys at 4.03%. So he moves on to 231. He is only 11 points behind Homer Gets Stuff. Homer had 2 points. I think that's his third week in a row now he's had 2 points. He didn't actually earn a trophy this week, but legacy trophies did do him a favour and just earned a couple of points for him. He, as I said, he's 11 points ahead of Jared, 242. So it's tight between those two, and it's even tighter as well for the next person up, which is Tricky Mick. So Tricky Mick is on 249 points. He had 18 points increase this week, which is not bad going. He seems to be playing Grid Legend. I didn't know Tricky was a bit of a racing fan, but he's doing all right, progressing all right in that game. 25.19%. That 249 points, you could say there's an asterisk against that, because that's what we see. Apparently he's got hidden trophies, which I'm dubious about, to be honest with you. He keeps saying that there's hidden trophies on his PlayStation, and he's going to sink in the last week of December and go up a load of points. And I've thought about this because I was listening to the last episode of Trophy Wars. I listened to the last episode of the Loot Bros, where he touched on it as well. And I was thinking how he would do this, because the way he would have to do it, surely, is he could do it by playing Vita offline. He could do it by playing the PS3 offline. He could do it by playing the PS4 offline. However, not accessing his digital. I would have to be PS4 physical games, presumably, because the digital you would need access to online to access them and do patch updates as well. So you would still need to download those from the internet. And the PS4, from memory, auto syncs anyway once it is connected to online in terms of trophy. So he's either doing something offline, or he's not doing it. And we'll soon see whether it's a bit of a bluff, whether he's trying to sort of get Rick to pull out of the bet early, sort of by exposing it, by sort of, you know, bluffing his way through it. We'll see. The other thing to consider there is the type, when you look at Tricky's games that he's played, there aren't too many sort of really challenging games that, you know, require a time sinking or require sort of a difficulty specific. I mean, the guy's scared of spiders, for God's sake. Not even spiders. I'm talking about video game spiders. So, I mean, it says a lot, really. But we will wait and see on that, to see whether he does sort of come through with it and end up with a load of points at the back end of the year. Part of me thinks he would have slipped up already, because when he goes through his games he's playing on the Trophy Horse podcast, on the, or, you know, one of their segments, you know, if by not disclosing his trophies, he's actually doing himself, he's doing his podcast a little bit of a disservice, because he's actually not being able to engage in conversations about the games he's playing, because he's not telling people that those games are what he's playing, if that makes sense. So I don't know, it's a little bit of I'm up in the air about it, whether I sort of think he is sort of doing it anyway. But anyway, I've sort of rambled on about that for a bit too long anyway. So, but he's on 249 points, asterisk, because it could be about 2,249 according to him. But anyway, 249. 16th place, that one to go. So JT has moved on to past the 300 point mark. He's on 308. And his rarest trophy was in Horizon Forbidden West, 18.52%. So that was worth 3 points to him. He was messaging me earlier this week because he loves an Autopop, and there could be a couple of them on the horizon to try and boost his points for him. On the horizon, he might actually Autopop Horizon. Next up, Sadek, suffering a little bit from GTTSC withdrawals after being knocked out early doors. He had 4 points, but he's streets ahead of Sadek, JT, 479 points compared to 308. So he's got plenty of ground to play with, but his rarest trophy was in I'm Still Alive in Skyforce Anniversary, which I think is I remember getting the plat on that on the Vita. But I think it is a PS4 and Vita game, but I quite enjoyed playing that. Next up is Joe rose a place. He had 40 points this week. He's gone past the 500 point mark, and his rarest trophy was in Trackmania, which is obviously a recently released game. I think it's the sequel to Trackmania Turbo, but it's create the track game, that is. But certainly one I'm interested in. We'll see. We'll pick it up on the Turkish sale for about £2 when it's comes down in price in 6 months, 8 months time. But he's in 14th place, back up. He has been to and fro in between places, but he's back up again. Next up, we have Jupes. Jupes ended up still going through his Final Fantasy games. He's marathon. He's on, his rarest trophy was Master Gambler in Final Fantasy VI at 29.67. He has broken that up as well, though. I did notice that he's been playing Dead Island 2, which will come on to during the Platinum shoutouts, I expect. In 12th place, we have Diego. Diego had 58 points, so a really good week from him. That moved him on to 621. Still going through Binary Domain on the PS3. So that looks like that seems to be his rarest trophy of the week. Certainly has been the last 3 weeks, maybe even four. It must be a grindy online site. The trophies that he is getting are for the online element of that game. So fair play to him for sort of going back to that and partying like it's 2010. Next up in the 11th is MZ Nitro, fresh from his elimination from GTTSC from the team event. 35 points. He did bolster his ultra rare trophy count now. So 3 weeks ago, he was on zero. But obviously, as part of the GTTSC event and with his team, which consisted of Yield and Meese Goats a lot, obviously trying to keep up with the Loot Bros team, it has helped him increase his ultra rare count by 7 ultra rare trophies. So well done to MZ there. His rarest was Pro Team in Deep Rock Galactic. Now, that is a trophy that would, it's at 1.07%, it would, in normal circumstances, go into the rarest trophy of the contest. However, Yield has already got that as a qualifying trophy in there. And as I said, stated when we had the similar sort of scenario between Rick and Meese Goats a lot on Capcom Arcade, it is the first person who achieves that trophy goes in on the board. Because I only really want one trophy in there. Otherwise, people just end up getting the same trophy. We'll have a list of 5 all the same. There's no point. So well done on getting it and lucky not to be in the rarest trophy of the contest. But, you know, personal gain. Next up in 10th place, dropping a place, is Yield. Yield got 20 points and his rarest trophy was Master Builder in Far Cry 4. 20 points, probably pay, you know, one of the reasons, and it's not a lot of points really, is it? Less than what he's normally achieved. Probably part of the reason why his team got eliminated from GTTSC. You know, those are rookie numbers. You need to be getting those up if you want to be qualifying from that team event in that tournament. But we move on. 9th place, Loot Bros legendary podcast host, Resident Daryl. 111 points this week. Massive. Well, I think that's probably his bit. Well, not even probably. That is his biggest score of the competition so far. He's now, he overtook Yield. He's on 717 points. His rarest trophy was Legendary Pilot in Titanfall 2, which I think is completing the campaign on Master difficulty. That was 11.25%. And those 111 points, you know, helped the team, you know, smash the GTTSC competition this week. We were comfortably qualifying, both from the team and all three of us from the individual side. So well done to Daryl. He's on the surge. He's on the march up the leaderboard. He spent most of his time in sort of double digits, 10, 11, 12, 13 place, but he's obviously picking up the pace a bit. And he's now not far off CJ in 8th. CJ was also just eliminated yesterday at the GTTSC competition. So he had 34 points. 754 in total. The 34 points all came from Legacy, which isn't bad going, to be fair. His rarest trophy was The Empire Strikes Back in LEGO Star Wars The Skywalker Saga, 51.79%. So he's just hanging on. Daryl will no doubt have that, we'll have him in his sights, and we'll be looking to overtake him in the week or next week or two. So CJ, we wanted to pick up, cause I think part of the reason CJ went out of the GTTSC competition is because he'd either been away or was due to be going away. So it's a perfect opportunity for Daryl to sort of catch up with him. And donk hold on, we'll see. 7th place is Corey. Corey had a really good week again, by, certainly for his standards, 52 points. I say that's a bit unfair for his standards, actually. That sounds quite derogatory and it's not meant to be. But Corey goes up and down. And today, this week, was a good score. 52 points, 812 in total. His rarest trophy was the final challenge in Descenders, which is obviously a PS Plus Essentials game, 10.49%. In 6th place, because we did have a bit of a gap between 5th and 6th in terms of points, and it's only increased ever so slightly. It's increased by a further 8 points as Alex has had another good week. So since finishing off his Resident Evil 4 game, albeit it didn't achieve the platinum in that, but I don't think it's an easy feat to do anyway. But he started to pick up the pace again, scoring points, getting platinums, and he's back. So he had what did he have last week? Untitled Goose Game, I think it was last week, and then Tales of Iron. And now he's playing Rollerdrome, which is certainly a game that interests me. Again, I'm a tight ass, so I'll wait until it's a bit cheaper before I pick it up. Or actually, it's, to be fair, that seems like a game that will be on Plus at some point sooner rather than later. So we will see. Fifth place, unfortunately, it's me. I had 139 points as well this week, and I still dropped a place. So, like, can everyone stop scoring so well? I mean, not the people down the bottom, because obviously I'd rather you get points than get negative. So don't you stop scoring, but the other people around me stop scoring so well. But I had 139 points. That was like 10% of my total. So far, so I'm on 1,319, so I'm 296 points ahead of Alex. And my rarest trophy of the week was Death Star the Force in Angry Birds Star Wars 3.70. I hadn't played this game for ages, and because of GTTSC, it got me back playing it, and it's just one of those easy pick up and play if you only got sort of 10, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and just I'll just have it on the go, just knocking out the three stars requirement for each level. It'll keep me tied over. But other than that, I've also been playing that Hot Shots Racing, which is on PS Plus Extra. Well, I've often looked at that game, Hot Shots Racing, if you see it on PS Plus Extra, and I've thought, oh, is that a cheap, easy platinum? And I can tell you, it certainly isn't easy. You have to, it's grindy towards the end, but it's also when you first play it and you've got to sort of beat every GP on expert mode, you think to start with your first couple of races, you think there's no chance. I don't know how you can do this, but it is doable because I've finally beaten all of the GPs on expert. Well done me. But it's well worth playing actually, and the trophies are worth good points. Basically, for every you've got, the GP consists of four races, and there are eight characters, I believe. And if you can beat one GP with each character, that's each of those are a very rare trophy. So that's 5 points. So straight away, if you beat one with each character, that's 40 points straight away. And a lot of the others are very rare as well, if not rare. There aren't any ultra rares, but people enjoy racing games, want some points, and it's quite a cool little arcade racer. It's certainly worth having a look at. So, obviously, the person who was fifth and is now fourth has taken my space. Redbeard Rick smashed me, absolutely demolished me, knocked me out of the park. 325 points. I mean, that's probably more than the bottom five players put together this week. But that's our biggest score of the contest so far. His ultra rares went from 30 to 50 in 1 week. So a 20 increase on ultra rares. He's got the VR bug again, and he's been playing, smashing through Skyrim VR. I laugh when I say Skyrim because it's Rick and Skyrim. They just go together, don't they? The amount of times he's played that game. I don't know how he keeps finding versions to play, to be honest with you. But he does, and it's taken him past me into fourth place. And not only that, it's actually massively closed the gap up on third, because I'm styling on your bro who had been smashing out 150 points consistently for the past sort of 4, 5, 6 weeks. Actually had his lowest score for a while at 74 points. I mean, 74 is still a really good score, but that was his lowest by some stretch. So he's on 1,510. As I said, Rick is on 1,494. So we're only looking at 16-point difference between those two players now. his rarest trophy, HRR Radiant Rare in Train Sim World 3. I mean, I don't even need to give you the name of the game that he plays now, do I? But it's Train Sim World 3, 4.55%. And he lost a bit of ground on second place Marky Fraser. So Mark, another smashing week for him, 132 points, 1,640. So he's got now a lead of 130-odd points. His rarest trophy was the underdog in City Skyline, 7.10. And he's obviously now showing a good level of consistency where he seems to be knocking out 100-plus points every week. So he has closed the gap because we've had Mies Goetz a lot, who had been smashing it. He'd been looking for exploits, you know, Minecraft version, PS3, PS4, Minecraft Dungeons. He'd been scoring a lot of points from those games, but the pressure of, you know, trying to keep up with the Loot Bros team in the GTSC team event has obviously taken its toll. He only had 29 points this week after elimination from that event, and it is hard. It's really, really hard. If you know you're sort of inferior and you keep sort of banging and you keep looking at your opposition and seeing that how well they're doing, knocking out points all the time, it can be quite demoralizing and affect you for weeks, months even. And that's maybe was what is happening is to George. So he only had 29 points. So come on, George, I believe in you. I've seen you do it in the past. Let's pick it up a bit. Let's pick up the pace. Because at the moment, that lead is starting to, which looked was about 1,000 points at one point, 900 points, is now, I mean, am I kidding, really? It's still a 600-point lead, whatever it is. But it's closing. But his rarest trophy was the Jedi Survivor, which was the platinum in Star Wars Jedi Survivor, by the way, 22.62%. So as we've gone to rarest trophies of the week, we'll start in fifth place, and it's good to see a new name on this rarest trophies of the week, which is Jared Stinkpalm makes it into fifth place for his effort in Fall Guys, which was Trackstar, 4.03%, and that was get first place in a racing round 20 times. I know I have that one because I have the platinum in Fall Guys. I made it back into fourth. It's been a few weeks since I've made it into this section, but I'm back in there to this week for Death Star, the Force in Angry Birds Star Wars at 3.7. And that was for getting 3.18 million points in the Death Star level. Redbeard Rick is at three with Oblivion Walker in Skyrim VR at 1.9%. And that was for collecting 13 Daedric artifacts. Second place, Diego, probably thought he would be number one, but with his, which you would do, normal circumstances, you'd think, well, 1.31%, that's me, done. I'm like in first place with that, and normally would be, but unfortunately not this week. But Resistance Hero and Binary Domain, and that was for clear all stages and invasion modes. And number one, well done to MD Nitro for getting Pro Team in Deep Rock Galactic, 1.07%, which was earned silver promotions for Dwarves. So, no update to the rarest. So as I said, we've got myself in fifth, Yield fourth, Alex three, Rick two, Mark Fraser in one. If you want to know what the trophies are that you want to beat, just have a look at the spreadsheet that is linked in the Discord. It's also linked on the Trophy Looting Group Facebook page. As we come into, finally, the weekly platinums, we've got state of this. What's this title? Affectatious Donk, Blackjack, Waifu Tour, 87.50%. I mean, I don't know. I include it because it's less than 90, and I've sort of set the precedent that 90 and below seems to be the qualifier to get a platinum readout. So well done on that one. Not one I will be picking up, but I hope you enjoyed it. He also had the next most common platinum, which isn't, I mean, it sounds trash, but at the platinum rate, it isn't spam by the looks of it, which is Mia and the Dragon Princess. I think it might be one of those, either visual novel or some kind of FMV game. But that was at 65.71%. Next up was that one to go, JT, getting the platinum in Horizon Forbidden West. So legit game there. Well done to you on that. Unfortunately, the Sony first party games don't tend to be the rarest of platinums recently. Certainly the last three or four years they haven't been, but still, really good game, I've heard. I've not played it myself, but really good game to get the platinum in. Next up is Alex, Raise Havoc, in getting the platinum in Tales of Iron, which again was another PS Plus Essentials game. One that I like the look of, so I will pick it up. I will play it. Obviously, I've got it, but I will play it at some point. Nitro managed the platinum in Hot Shots Golf 2 at 34.99%. So not only did he get the rarest trophy of the week, he also got the a nice platinum as well. Next up, just a fraction of a percent behind, is Jupes 25. He got the platinum in Dead Island 2. So well done on getting that one. That's the first Dead Island 2 platinum we've seen from the people on this contest so far. So well done. 34.77%. I was next. I'd already had this platinum on the PS5, and I've played it on the PS4 now, which was Mummy Pinball. Rick loves that game. 28.28%. Next, two left. Mies Goatsalot. Again, another first for us seeing it as a platinum on this. For well done to George for getting the platinum in Star Wars Jedi Survivor. 22.62%. Really good effort. It's supposed to be a really good game. I've not played the first or the second of them. Again, add it to the backlog. But well done to you. And the rarest platinum of them all goes to Resident Daryl. Nickelodeon All-Stars Brawl on the PS4. Again, it's one that he'd already had the PS5 version of. But he did play it legit through on the PS4. No auto pop here. 16.47%. So that's it. That's a roundup of the rarity. I will try to... It's longer. 31 minutes, this is. I'll try to do one. I'll try to do something while I'm away. So I am going away next Saturday. So if there isn't a rarity update until I'm back, so be it. But I will do my best to try and get something sorted. I may do one on Friday, but it depends on how much, whether I've packed all my stuff for holiday and everything else that goes with sort of organising a holiday. But we'll see. But yeah, that's it for me. Until next time, take care. Bye.